This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, October 23rd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. This show has been designed to inform you, our listeners, to get solid information from our expert team so you're empowered to make informed decisions. Each week, we've encouraged you to reflect on your life, to discover what makes you happy, and then chart your course to get your goals. This past week, I had a call from a listener who basically said they were willing to set their goals, to learn how to achieve them, and live well, as I keep suggesting. But there's an objection. The woman said, "I move slowly. I like to mull things over before I take action. And it's difficult to move quickly. The desire to achieve a goal is there. The ability to act is there. But speed is the issue." So let me now say that we all do dream and set goals. Our paths may vary, but speed is not an issue. Life is not a sprint race. Rather, it's more of a marathon. We each can chart our course and run our own race. It's up to us how big the steps we take are and how quickly we take them. We each can do the best we can each day and move forward at our own speed. It's important that we recognize what we want, and then, rather than be overwhelmed by what speed we think others would run, we need to run our own pace. It helps to think positive, and when we hit an obstacle, rather than complain, which is a waste of time anyway, we must take our steps forward and hope for the best outcome. Some of us will run, some walk, and others may inch our way forward. But as long as we stay in the game of life and don't quit, we'll get to our finish line and have the satisfaction of arriving at our goals. Yes, some will do a 3-minute mile. Others will finish in hours. However, consider this. The mile that the quickest person covers is exactly the same length as the slowest of us. What's most important is that you work towards the things you're passionate about and stay focused. Know each step you take will move you closer to your goals. You can and will move forward so long as you never give up. You do get to set your course and the prize you want at the end of your finish line. Then you must remove the obstacles you anticipate, ask questions and solve problems before they block your path, and once you've mapped your race and feel confident you've charted your best course, then move forward. The race course you designed will keep you moving in the chosen direction. The race course you designed will keep you moving in your chosen direction until you achieve what you set as your goal. It may mean getting out of your comfort zone, slowing your pace when you encounter a hill, catching your breath if you move too quickly. You're in your own race, and so long as you keep doing what you need to do to keep going on your path, quick or slow, you're going to get there. So it's your race, your pace. Don't be anxious about your speed. Each day you'll have exactly 1,440 minutes or 86,400 seconds in which to travel. You can set your own target to get to your goals. In 70 days, that's 100,800 minutes from now, it will be 2022, a new year. And if you aren't where you want to be by then, know you can extend your goal post. So long as you keep going forward, all will be well. And as always, you can count on help to prepare for your journey and to move towards your goals. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or you're always welcome to call me just directly at 416-504-6777. We'll gladly help you chart your course, set your speed, and cheer you on your way in your own marathon race. Quick or slow, but sure, it will be your race to the finish. So now let's get started with today's show. Our first guest, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, will be with us in a moment. So now let's get started with today's first guest, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. You can listen, you can learn, and you can continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of the book Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we speaking about today?
We are going to start our conversation about the relationship between men, women, and money. As you know, I feel quite strongly about couples participating in financial decision-making together, and I'm always interested in research on the topic. And this year's UBS Own Your Worth report is fantastic. But let me start by saying that not all women defer the financial decision-making, and there are many who are the ones who actually take the financial lead in the household. The research that I'm going to be talking about is geared to helping those women who are currently at risk because they do defer the financial decision-making in their household, and taking steps to helping them become full partners. Because as it stands today, according to this research, only about 20% of couples make financial decisions together, and far more men take the financial lead than women. One spouse taking the lead and the other deferring, it may actually seem easier. You know, if this is your household, you might even think that you've done a good thing by letting the one who has the interest, skill, and ability to handle the finances. And these are a couple of reasons why couples say they do divide the responsibilities this way. But it does actually matter. The report has it right when it states that when women don't participate in financial decisions, they miss out on more than being an equal partner. They forfeit having a voice in decisions that will profoundly impact their family and their future. For a lot of women, that future calls for being in charge of their own finances. Most wives outlive their husbands. Divorce rates among the 50-plus age group has doubled in the past 30 years. Many women choose to remain single. For all these reasons, 8 or 9 out of 10 women will end up solely responsible for their money and the wealth they are likely to inherit. The women who are woefully unprepared are the women who previously deferred financial decisions to men. Today, I want to take the first step to helping couples become equal financial partners. And that first step is encouragement. Because by and large, both men and women agree that there are benefits of having a deferring spouse become more involved. A significant majority of both men and women who participated in this study agreed with the following statements. If something happened to my spouse, I would know all about the finances. I'd feel more confident about our financial future. I'd have a greater sense of financial security. We would have a greater chance of being able to retire when and how we want. We would make fewer financial mistakes. And I would be less stressed about our finances. Those are all benefits of being equal partners in the financial decision making in a household. And I know we're pretty much out of time for today, but next week, I'm going to share with you some practical ways that you can get the financial conversation going and on the path of achieving your goals together. And don't worry, taking it one step at a time makes all the difference.
Well, you empower women. I think it is important to take charge of your money. And I think it's wonderful when you can be equal financial partners. But we have to find our voice and we have to find our path. And I think that's what you're going to teach us next week, or at least get us started. So if someone wants to talk to you about investing and taking charge of their money, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. The Farwell Group. They'll help you find your voice and prepare you so that you can take charge of your money and actually have a good sense of where you're going in the future. Thank you, Leslie. I look forward to part two next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. That will be followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown about co-administration of vaccines and lots more to follow. All of it from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So many of my patients that have been coming in have been working on fertility issues. They've been trying to get pregnant, and it is one of the things that I do help patients with. One of the things that some of these patients will come in with is something called polycystic ovarian syndrome. The short form is PCOS. And this can impact so many aspects of a woman's health, from her moods, her weight, and, like I said, even her chances of conception. So polycystic ovary syndrome is really a hormonal problem that can affect women during their reproductive years, and it's marked by irregular ovulation. Generally, these patients will have higher levels of the male hormones or androgens called testosterone, and sometimes they'll often have small cysts, for example, in the ovaries that lead to hormonal imbalances. So some of the symptoms we see with patients include weight gain, acne, mood changes, irregular periods, and certainly difficulty conceiving. And some of the underlying conditions or causes of PCOS can include things like genetics. Weight, carrying extra weight, can contribute to PCOS. So one of the things we often focus on with patients is weight loss, stress, and insulin resistance can be a major factor. And about 70% of women with PCOS actually do have insulin resistance. So obesity, high blood sugar, inactivity, and stress can all lead to insulin resistance. But the main thing is, from a naturopathic perspective, these can be addressed very, very simply. Often we'll work on, for example, a weight loss program, focusing on whole food diets, balancing, for example, carbohydrates and proteins. Really, the focus on is improving gut health, and will often include some supplementation. And for many patients who are trying to conceive, I'll also add in specific traditional Chinese medicine approaches, including specific herbs and acupuncture as well. So if patients are interested in getting some more information, or if they're trying to conceive, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Regardless of your health issue, if you want to address it naturally, Dr. Betty does that and does it well. Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, the phone number 905-707-2001. Ask your questions, get your answers, and in this instance, you have a 15-minute complimentary consultation when you call 905-707-2001. Thank you very much, Dr. Betty, for that information. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
To get answers to problems and the right solution sometimes takes longer than you'd like. However, when you have an expert help you chart your course, you get to the root of the problem and you get to your solution quickly and efficiently. So it is when it comes to your hearing. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto will listen to you, determine what's best for you, and guide you. So if your goal is to hear your best, you'll be happy to meet Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centres. And Edmund joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today is another great topic. As with any good plan, the destination should be the focus of the endeavor. The clearer the picture of the destination, the more certain you can be that you will achieve the plan. However, most people will need to shift their paradigm before success happens. Case in point, many people at the beginning of the year set resolutions, and they start strong, but they end up quitting before their goal has been met. In the case of hearing, people have to want to hear better. And so what they have to do is they have to make a commitment to book an appointment, take that first step, come in for a hearing assessment. Now, it doesn't end there. You have to at least take an opportunity to try a set of hearing aids, take that first step to gain experience. And without that experience, you can't really make a decision, which is one of the key reasons why we offer people demonstration hearing aids. If they're unsure, if they're unclear about what to expect, people get to try a set of hearing aids before they commit. Now, the benefit of that is you get to choose, based on your experience, what type of hearing aid might actually be right for you. Now, whether it's a behind-the-ear hearing aid or an in-the-ear hearing aid, it becomes very clear when you start to wear a hearing aid which way works best for you. Then, at the end of the day, you can also commit to figuring out what type of budget you should apply, because then you'll get to go out into the different places that you might normally frequent, and you can actually try that type of technology in that environment that you actually go into. This helps you pick a much better hearing aid solution for you based on your lifestyle.
So basically you're saying it starts with an assessment. You know what the needs are. The destination of the goal is to hear your best. Then you let people experience it by demonstrating and using the hearing aids. And then you decide what's best, because apparently there are, I won't say thousands, but hundreds of hearing aids available. And you're not married to any one company, so you can help someone find just the right hearing aid. If someone That's wants right. to talk to you about hearing their best and make that their goal, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Don't base your assessment of hearing aids on things that were 20 years ago. Don't go by other people's opinions. Do go by a hearing test, your needs, the demonstrating and the experiencing of hearing aids that are 2021. And remember the name Edmund Ivazian and Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Thank you, Edmund. I really wanted to address that because a lot of people don't realize how technology has made hearing aids so much better these days.
Absolutely.
416-754-4327. All starts with a phone call, and it's up to you. You may or may not believe in love at first sight. But regardless, when you're ready to welcome someone new into your life, you'd probably prefer not to sift through the chaff, but rather meet good people that are a likely fit for you. On this show, we have our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and her specialty is helping those who seek to share their life find the right person, and she joins us now. Good morning, Cupid.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting bit of a conundrum this week. I had a gentleman, Arthur K., called in, and he had met Pauline through our service, and it was going very, very well. But them both being 79, and they live about probably a 40-minute drive from each other, he was saying, you know, he was a bit concerned with winter coming on, what they were going to do. And he was telling me that right now they've gotten to know each other over the course of, you know, a couple months. And she'll come out to his place for a couple days, and he'll go down to her place for a couple of days. And they both like where they live. So, you know, they're not in a great hurry to change that. And I suggested that, you know, they could either go south, nice to go to Florida at this time of year, or they could spend a little longer, hole up together a little bit longer. So anyway, we were discussing that, and we were laughing, and he's very happy with her. He says she's just the loveliest woman, and it's just so nice to see people, you know, seeing possibilities in their lives that they hadn't seen before, because he said, you know, this is such a great problem to have, really. And, you know, it's nice to see people at that stage of their life really making such interesting changes in their lives. And he said, you know, I haven't been to Florida for probably 3 years since my wife died, and we used to have a great time down there. And now, and I thought that part of my life was over, you know, wondering about where to go south and that kind of thing. And he said, now, you know, it's something we're going to think about. So kind of exciting.
It's exciting, and it's nice that there are options open and all the time that you want to take to make a decision. And you do counsel people, not just about what to do after they've met and when they fall in love, but how to get there. How do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. It's 416-777-6302. We also have a website, Misty River Intros, and there's a toll-free number there. So if you're calling from somewhere else in the province, you can certainly give us a call at the toll-free number. I'm happy to do an interview with you. I can do it over the phone or by Zoom, or I'm starting to sit down with people again now if you're fully vaccinated. So I'd love to have an opportunity to find out all about you and see if we have what you're looking for in big enough numbers that it's worth your while coming on board. And certainly by the end of the interview, you'd know more about us and how it all works, and you can certainly go away and think about it, or you can go ahead, whatever you like. But we're easy to talk to down here at Misty River, and we've been doing this a long time, so we know what we're doing, and we have great success.
Well, I know the success rate is, I think, 75% for people over 70, and I think it's wonderful that you're the filter. Instead of having to go out with a bunch of people, and even though it's nice to meet new people, you can actually filter it so people can meet people that they would likely want to be with. And I really recommend that anyone who's interested in welcoming someone new into their life, give Linda and her team at Misty River a chance. Give her a call. Have the conversation, and then decide if this is a path you wish to follow. The number again, 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you, and thank you for what you do, because people are happier once they know you.
Appreciate
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi, good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, I wanted to give you the update from NACI. NACI is the National Advisory Committee on Immunization. And just a couple of weeks ago, NACI came out with new guidelines for what we should be doing with vaccine, with COVID vaccine and other vaccines. And what the guideline now says is that we can give multiple vaccines on the same day. So for example, if you take your COVID shot, you could actually get your flu shot or your shingles shot or your pneumonia shot all at the same time. Initially, NACI said that you had to have COVID by itself, and that's because we weren't really sure if there were going to be unexpected side effects. But now that we've had as much experience in the last couple of months with the COVID vaccines, and we know that they're very safe, we now can give multiple vaccines on the same visit. So when you see your doctor, get up to date for everything. COVID, flu, pneumonia, shingles, whatever it is that you need, now's the time.
So we don't have to be fearful, and we can have multiples of vaccines on the same day?
Right, and that means less visits to the doctor, which is great, less exposure. And get caught up. It's time to get caught up.
Well, solid information once again. And I guess that's why your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is a bestseller. I know I have signed copies at my store, and if anyone wants to gift themselves or anyone one, they can order them for me, and I'll be happy to ship them at 416-504-6777. But where else can we get them, Dr. Brown?
They're online at Amazon or Indigo. And if you're going into stores, the bookstores can order them for you. The bottom line is it's all about healthy aging, so it's good to know what's important.
Useful advice is important to know. Clear language is what you are armed with. And the book, a wonderful book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Call me if you'd like to order a copy. Again, my number, 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
You have your wish list for your escape to the country. A home, a cottage, a fixer-upper, a move-in ready, near the water, on the water, land, lots of land, or not. The list can go on and on. It can be very specific to your dream. How does one find the right property and at a good price? Well, I think you call Melanie Martin, who knows everything available north of Toronto and is a talented negotiator as well. She joins us now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, I'm always looking for deals, but you know, I think the important thing is that you need to know what you're buying, where you're buying this property, and how the comparables look so that you don't overpay. So this week I've got a double lot for sale. It's actually my listing. It's in Innisfil. That's less than an hour from Toronto. And it has a little stream that runs through it. It's really fully treed at this point. So I would recommend a call to me because this is 132 by 145 feet. And it's a double registered two building lots. It is only a couple of blocks from Lake Simcoe. You're close to Elkhona. There's lots of amenities in this little burg. And as I said, this is a very good value at $399.9.
Well, I like the word little burg. I never knew that Toronto, Ontario had little burgs. Did you say Elkhona?
Yes, it's very close to, just a little bit north of Elkhona.
It sounds so charming. And the number you said, $399,900, do I have it right?
Yes, you do. And that's two registered residential building lots. And if you give me a call, I'll give you all the details.
So basically, you can buy a double building lot, 132 by 145, walking distance to Lake Simcoe, near a charming burg, and all for such a ridiculously inexpensive price. You always come up with these deals that make my jaw drop, Melanie. I hope you get calls and that this sells by next week, and that's part of your happy story next week.
Well, that would be wonderful, because my seller is ready to sell.
And your phone number, Melanie?
Yes, call me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Where Melanie is, there are deals to be had. And you can buy land, lots of land, for under $500,000. It's amazing. And be near a lake and have a river run through it. I will repeat that to my friends, Melanie, and I look forward to speaking to you next week. Thanks for this deal.
Thank you, Marilyn. We're on the hunt.
Now, if you're looking for practical solutions to lessen the stress in your life and want to learn how to create harmony in your life, your home or your office, or anywhere you call your space, our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us now. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn. It's great to chat with you again today. We're still going to be talking about cleaning and tidying again. And, you know, I love your feel about the goal setting and feeling good about yourself, what makes us happy. Cleaning up can certainly make us happy, as it brings satisfaction and visual rewards at the same time. It's usually the ins and outs of our lives that need maintenance all the time. And when we've got a system for organization, these ins and outs, life is so much easier. So today we're going to go out of the comfort zone, Marilyn, and we're going to go into the kitchen today and then into the refrigerator. Really, there is feng shui for your refrigerator.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. But this is easy because it's contained, right?
Okay.
It's about organizing the things that will work for you. And I usually tidy my fridge the day before I go for groceries. It just makes sense. And each season, you may wish for a deep clean. So take action for 10 solid minutes. Just put everything aside and bring everything out onto the counter so you can wipe the shelves down really nicely. But what I want you to do is look at these expiry dates and do a sniff test, and then toss anything that's past its prime. It really makes sense to tidy up the fridge. And when you put things back into the fridge, here's a great idea. Keep the items that have longer expiry dates together, like your condiments or eggs and cheese, in one area, whether it be the door or a shelf or a side of the fridge, and leave that prime space open for things with a shorter lifespan so you'll find them, leftovers, takeouts, and other healthy options. If you have these right in front of your eyes, then you'll have an order or a system, having less waste, less double purchasing, and of course, more control over your meals, because what you're going to eat is the stuff right in front of you. When I tidy up, I'll chop up the vegetables that may be looking a little bit tired, and I'll put them into a soup or a stew for this time of year. It's a wonderful, easy way to enjoy a comfort meal. Feng shui can help you find practical solutions that make sense in your unique situation. So finding a tidying system for all areas of your home can work for you, one room at a time, helping you thrive, not just survive.
Well, feng shui definitely sounds like it's useful for everyone and everywhere. You are
Absolutely.
The expert and our coach, Catherine Wilking. If someone wants to talk to you about classes, about consultations, about just learning more about how feng shui can make a difference and eliminate stress in our lives, how do we reach you?
Yes, Marilyn. I still love to get out to see people in their homes and offices. And I've got a new booklet coming through in November, and I'm going to leave it a surprise, but it'll be released very soon, and by the beginning of the month. I'll give you more details next week. But for now, more information through my website, CatherineWilking.com, and you can call me and ask any questions, 905-599-2693. And you've also mentioned about my classes and stuff. We're full this year, but if you want information about coming on board for our group lessons in January, I'd love to speak with you.
So for all things feng shui, Catherine Wilking, CatherineWilking.com. There's a link from my website, Marilyns.ca, or take down the number, 905-599-2693. Catherine, thank you. I'm going to go home and take a peek at my fridge. Well, maybe a longer look. Thank you.
Anyway, have a great week.
You too.
Bye now.
I've been exploring CARP, its advocacy, its benefits, its community. The ABCs intrigue me, so I'm going to continue to explore and share with you. I have joined again. I had joined at the Zoomer Show years ago, but somehow I let my membership lapse. I logged on to carp.ca, that's C-A-R-P.ca, and I logged on from my website, marylins.ca. I selected the option of a one-year membership and a one-year Zoomer magazine subscription for $29.95. I think it's a bargain. I also clicked on auto-renew, so my membership won't lapse again. I'm happy to be part of CARP and stand with the 320,000 members across Canada. I will support their advocacy promising equitable access to health care, financial security, and freedom from ageism. I agree with Moses Neimer that federal and provincial governments need to hear from Canadians on policy and legislation that sooner or later will affect us all. CARP ensures that older Canadian voices are heard in Parliament and that vital promises are kept. I plan to engage in CARP's polls, petitions, and emails, and work with CARP in its efforts to create major changes to government policies. As promised, here is this week's Did You Know About CARP? Did you know that 2017 census revealed that for the first time ever, seniors outnumbered children in Canada? It's up to us to stand together and fight for our rights and know that we can be a force for positive changes in our society. This will be a benefit to us, our children, our grandchildren, and the generations that follow. CARP has successfully advocated for many things, including increasing of Canada's pension plan, the CPP. They increased it from 25% to 33% of earnings. In dollars, that's an annual $54,000 pension going to $82,700. So if you, like me, want to make a difference and stand with many, there is strength in numbers, then join me and become a member of CARP. Simply log on to carp.ca, and there's a link for my website as well under the sponsor expert list. Or you can key in directly, carp.ca. Then follow the instructions. It's easy. Next Saturday, I'm going to share more about what I've learned about CARP here. Mature adults can stand together and make a difference. A CARP membership makes your voice heard with over 320,000 others. Explore the possibilities and then make your own decision about joining CARP. I'm happy I did, and I think when you consider it, you will be too. Next, after a couple of short messages, I'm going to return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly fitness tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. The weather's been up and down. It snowed in some parts of Ontario, so winter is definitely on its way. In the meantime, what does one wear to stay comfortable and look appropriate and their best as the weather fluctuates? My solution is to layer. You can definitely put away your summer items, your white linens and diaphanous pieces, and obvious summer things. Do keep out your tank tops and sleeveless tops. You can use them over sleek long sleeve tops as vests and add color to your wardrobe through winter's dull days. You can safely store your sandals, but runners and athletic shoes will serve you until the snow flies. I find that layering in all seasons works. It gives you the latitude to shed something when you're too warm or to button up and stay cozy when the temperature drops. Layering clothes also gives you poetic license to create new looks and spice up a simple outfit. For example, my client Doreen recently visited me. She's had health issues and a decline in income, but with a family birthday dinner coming up, she felt she needed something new. She wore a pair of black microfiber wide leg pants and a square neck tank top under a black jersey jacket when she visited me. She'd purchased these more than 25 years ago. The pants looked great. Wide legs and palazzo pants are a current trend, so she was stylish. The tank top was showing wear, and the jacket, well, it's timeless. A basic buttonless soft cardigan. So what did Doreen get? We switched out her black tank for a fresh black bamboo bra-friendly one from my Maryland's Comfort Wear by Up. And then Doreen slipped on a V-neck batwing long-sleeved ocelot print top from the bamboo series as well. The items are malleable and flexible, so they fit and look great, but they also will fit Doreen when she loses that COVID-20 she's gained. To finish off her look, we added a neck piece, which was black stones framed in gold metal to make things sparkle. And we completed her ensemble with her own black soft jacket. She had a fresh, updated look with just two new items. And yes, the black bamboo top can and will be a vest over the animal print V-neck. So by layering, infusing a print item, and refreshing her wardrobe, Doreen looked like $1 million for just over $100. And obviously, since Doreen takes very good care of her clothing, she'll enjoy them for years to come, and her cost per wearing will be pennies. If you have closets full of clothes and feel you have nothing to wear, or dressing doesn't bring you the joy it could, please feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor and help you make sense of your clothes and create your best look and show you how you can benefit by using layering as a tactic to dress well and stay seasonally appropriate and be comfortable. All it takes to get started is one call to me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. I work by appointment only at my store, Maryland's, 200 Spadina Avenue, the second floor. It's totally accessible. We have an elevator. All we need to do is set a date and time and go from there. Being dressed by me has been described as an experience not to be missed. I can dress every woman from size 2 up, including plus sizes. So one call and one stop, and you'll have a wardrobe that will give you joy and can be comfortable and also give you confidence that you look your best. 416-504-6777. Just call me. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and then we'll speak with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. A couple other tips about the importance and benefits of stretching. Stretching reduces the stress. It is also considered as another important benefit of stretching. Many people are facing different forms of stress now in our world today. There are many types of research reports that have already shown this fact, that like all types of exercise, different flexibility exercises like stretching have powerful stress-busting properties. Constant stress promotes the problem of muscle contraction in the body, and due to this reason, the individuals become tense. This type of tension causes different negative side effects to our health. Simple and gentle stretching exercise help in muscle relaxation, which ultimately helps in removing and easing stress. After removing the stress, the stretching also helps in improving the mood of any individual. So for more information how to get started on a stretching program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
So the importance of stretching, you can lessen stress. It's a stress buster. You can improve your mood. And all you have to do to get started is call Christine and ask her what it's like to have a health coach. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto, CFZM-FM and CFZM-AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Sometimes things happen quickly and suddenly. You get the right offer for your home of 40 years. You sell. You're going to close in a month, and then you have to move. When you need to accomplish a lot in a little time, it pays to have the right person and team to help you. And in this instance, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell and her dream team of Moving Seniors with a Smile can do it all. And she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, I promised you a happy story this morning, and I'm delighted to deliver. We began working with the lovely Jill about 6 weeks ago when we started to plan her seamless transition from her house to a smaller but quite well laid out condo apartment. Well, her move is complete. Jill is delighted and honestly relieved to have it all behind her, and she's already making friends with some of the neighbors. Like many of our clients, Jill had lived in her house for just over 40 years, and even though she was neat as a pin, she was amazed at just how much stuff she'd managed to accumulate over the years. Jill has been on her own for 16 of those years, and really the thought of another winter of home maintenance responsibilities was just not something she wanted to have to contend with again. She also had items she'd inherited from her parents and her former spouse that weren't her taste and wouldn't be something that she'd ever choose to buy now. On her own, Jill felt guilty about getting rid of perfectly good stuff, but with validation from me, she made great purging choices. Furniture Bank was delighted to pick up her unwanted items. Jill was happy to help families in need, and this well-respected charity's pickup fee was more than offset by the tax receipt that they provided. We took care of all the scheduling that made Jill's project move forward strategically and cost-effectively, and I'm happy to report that her newly curated belongings look amazing at her new home. Everything has a place now. Her art and decor have been carefully installed, and Jill's house has been cleared out to maximize the value in a real estate investment. It's all good. Jill is happy. Her realtors are delighted, and Jill told us that she wishes she'd done it all sooner. She just needed the support, the extra hands, and all the senior move management expertise that our dream team delivers daily throughout the GTA.
Well, you always do it. You have the experience. You know what to advise people to take, to sell, to give away, and you know how to get rid of it. So it's wonderful. If someone wants to talk to you about a move in their future, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Dream Team, Moving Seniors with a Smile. You won't even break a fingernail if you deal with her. Thank you, Lori.
Okay, all the best, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Your sidewalk has faults. You lack a railing for support on your stairs. You use a stool to reach your dishes in the kitchen, and you pray not to fall each time you climb to get something. You love to bathe, but each time you do, you struggle to stand and have nothing to hold on to but your faucet so you won't slip. You get the picture. Homes need loving care, and hazards that exist can be eliminated. It can be done quickly, cost-efficiently, and right. All you need is Daniel Wiskin and his team at Total Access Center. He'll review, assess, and give you solutions and implement them. And that's when you're ready, on your speed and your pace. You can avoid falls, and to enjoy your home and make it a forever home is more than possible with Daniel Wiskin and the Total Access Center. How, may you ask? Just call him and ask your questions, and he joins us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this really seems like somebody that would be in need of a total home safety check, and I couldn't really describe it better myself. So let's take you on that total home safety check today and what it's all about. So what this is all about is identifying hazards in your home. So this can be as simple as the front entrance of your home. Maybe you have some loose railings or no railings at all. Perhaps your stairs are uneven and different sizes. So we can address this and make them even and make your life simpler and more safe. Maybe inside the home, you're having trouble getting up and down your stairs because the steps are too steep. So we have solutions like stair lifts that can glide you up and down the stairs with just you sitting on a seat and pushing a button. In the bathroom, you might be having challenges getting into your bathtub and have the fear of falling. We have so many different solutions, from simple all the way to full renovations, to make your life safer so you don't have to fear getting into your bathtub. Maybe we can just do a little cutout of the middle of the tub to lower your step. We can add some designer grab bars, or perhaps just removing that tub and making a walk-in shower. Marilyn, the possibilities are really endless of what we can do, but our main goal is, if you have a barrier in your home, how do we overcome it so you can live safe and you can make this your forever home?
Forever home sounds good. Who wants to move if they can stay where they've been all their life? It's one of the options if they know that a Total Access Center can help them. So if someone wants a total home safety check, how do they go about it?
So you can call me at 647-206-6409. And I forgot to mention that this does come with a full written report. So you don't have to memorize what we talked about. I'll put it all down on paper, and I'll give you prices so you know exactly what it's going to cost. And like Marilyn said earlier, you don't have to implement this right away. It's kind of your roadmap for the future. Once again, 647-206-6409.
And I'm not letting you run away without a show special.
For sure. This assessment's usually $89.95. I would give it away for free for the first two callers this week.
So you can create a forever home. You can be safe and comfortable, and your home can be welcoming to everyone safely for the holidays coming up. All you have to do is call Daniel Wiskin and the Total Access Center, 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
For sure. Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making the time to spend with us this hour. The 60 minutes of this hour are almost over, but the expert advice is yours to ponder and assess. Once you've set your goals, you can chart the course of your personal race to reach them. Your race, your pace, your destination. You can move forward, push yourself as much as you wish, and you'll be surprised at how far you can go and where you'll arrive. Your dreams, your goals, big and small, are within your reach, and you can get to your finish line so long as you keep moving forward at the pace you find comfortable. It's your timeline. Manage your energy so you can complete your plans. Be flexible, pace yourself, and cover your ground in manageable amounts so you're always nurturing a feeling of accomplishment and fulfillment by moving forward. As always, I remind you, we are stronger together. So to set realistic, attainable goals and have help mapping your course, remember the From a Woman's Perspective team, including me, Marilyn Weston, are here for you. Every question you have is worth asking, and living your best each day is a worthy goal to start with. So log on to marilyns.ca, click on radio and sponsor expert list, and then reach out to any or all of us. or you can simply call me, 416-504-6777. It's up to you to plot your course, set your speed, and run your life's personal marathon until you reach your target. Savor the moments of your journey, and if when you do, you slow your pace, that's perfectly fine. In the end, by moving forward, you will in fact accomplish your goal regardless. Forward gets you there. Remember, there's no set speed for your race other than your own. So if you wish to sprint, do so. But when you run a marathon, you can slow your pace, enjoy the journey, and see the beauty around you. Be well, stay safe, do what you can to live your best each day, and we'll speak again in 10,080 minutes. We'll speak from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Remember, pace yourself, and your pace for you is the right pace.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.